Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome into Brewcast from Maize and Brew on the SB Nation Podcast Network, here with you on Tuesday night, July 19th, headed into Wednesday, July 20th, and we are 1 week away from Big Ten Media Days kicking off, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that, particularly who Michigan is sending to represent the Wolverines at Big Ten Media Days from the player perspective, which you might find a little bit interesting, and some intriguing takeaways to be had for sure. Scotty White joining me here this evening, as he always does. Scotty, what's going on, man? How are we doing here this evening?
I'm doing pretty well. Some more football news starting to creep into the feed this week. And like you said, 1 week from Media Day, we're just getting closer and closer to the season starting. And I'm really starting to get excited for it. I actually was just watching. I was like driving home from the pool earlier. I wasn't the one driving, but I had the Michigan Ohio State replay on BTN on my phone. And, just really getting ready for.
Yeah, man, I'm so ready for it, for sure. We are a short 46 days away from Michigan hosting Colorado State on September 3rd. Just 46 days away. We're under that 50-day mark, which I feel like is always kind of a bit of a milestone, bit of a hurdle to get over, man. And it really is going to be here before we know it.
It is, man. I'm excited. I've got a question. Are you going to make the long trip from the UP down to Ann Arbor for a game this year?
I'm thinking about it. So I was originally planning on going to that first one, you know, over Labor Day weekend. But unfortunately, my fiance's got a work conflict, so we're not able to make it down. Cause I'm going to be calling a high school football game, the Thursday before downstate in Alpena, I believe I'm going to be. And usually that's what I did last year. I was in Traverse City on the Thursday and then ended up driving down and staying over the long weekend for the game against Western Michigan, went to the Big House. But we'll see if I'm able to make it down, man. It's my favorite place in the world, and I really hope I'm going to be able to make it down for one here this year.
Yeah, dude, it's the best, and that would be a great time getting the Maize and Brew fellas together for a tailgate before the games.
Yeah, exactly, man. It's going to be a heck of a home schedule here this year. I'm really looking forward to that. Obviously, getting Penn State and Michigan State at home, seeing some teams that you don't generally get to see. I like, you know, like Colorado State coming to the Big House and Hawaii coming to the Big House. I find that rather interesting. I know Hawaii came to Michigan in 2016. Connecticut, they I went to the game where Michigan played UConn. It was Denard's first start his sophomore year, the opening game there when UConn came to the Big House. I haven't seen Colorado State. Like, I just find it interesting. Like, I know, you know, Michigan is going to be heavy favorites in those games, but I think it's cool to play, you know, kind of these different schools rather than, you know, and I'm okay with a Western Michigan or a Central Michigan or an Eastern Michigan or something like that because it's a local thing. But it's kind of cool to see these different teams that you really don't ever get to see. You know, you see them once every 10 years or so, right, be able to come to the Big House and you get to go see that team, you know?
Yeah, no, it's definitely exciting. Cool for the guys like on Colorado State and Hawaii too, who aren't going to be able to play in front of the biggest crowds, and then they get to come to such an iconic stadium. So it's really a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, it really is, man. And I can't wait. September 3rd, man. It's going to be great. And then the next week, I know the next week would be the one to go to, man. Night game against Hawaii. Like, honestly, man, I'm a big fan. I've always been kind of a fan of their uniforms. And I think those things are going to pop under the lights at the Big House, man. So that's going to be a sweet game to go to. Like, Michigan's probably going to stomp them, but I mean, it's going to be sweet. You know, I love the different uniform contrasts, you know, under the lights that you get.
Yeah. And I mean, you simply can't beat a night game. I mean, I know a lot of people are kind of, you know, not liking that they wasted one on a team like Hawaii. But either way, man, a night game in the Big House, it's going to be a ton of fun.
Exactly. And honestly, man, I'd rather a night game for a game like that, like the Washington game last year, a non-conference game. I don't know. I don't yet know how I feel about Big Ten games at night at the Big House, because it just doesn't, I don't know. It's a long day. You know, I like to get it out of the way. You should have a night game when it's still nice out. Like September 10th, it's still going to be nice in Ann Arbor then. So you get to tailgate all day. You get to go in. It's still warm when you go to the game, and still warm at kickoff. Like that adds to it. That's why, like if you go down to LSU, man, it's going to be hot no matter when they have a night game going down there. You know, I don't want to go to a night game where it's snowing out. Like, that doesn't sound that appealing to me.
And I'd much rather have one of these early games where it's going to be 100 degrees if it's at noon, be under the lights where I'm actually comfortable.
Right, absolutely.
In that stadium when it's 90 degrees at noon, like, it's hard.
Dude, and that game against Western last year was so hot.
It's tough to sit in there for that whole game.
It is, man. So, yeah, it's going to be great. And we're already getting there, man. Just what do we got? Like 7 weeks, 8 weeks from now. So, yeah, it's gonna be fantastic, man. To finally get it, starting to feel like I feel like we're starting to get that turn once that second half of July comes. You know,
It's really you can start to feel it.
And we're really gonna start to feel it next week, you know, because July 26th, 1 week from today, going to be kicking off Big Ten Media Days happening at Lucas Oil Stadium. Michigan now very fond of that place. R.I.P. to all the only time Michigan gets to Indy jokes. So R.I.P. to that. Last time Michigan was in Indy, it worked out quite well for them.
Yes, it is very, very pleased that I won't have to see those jokes on Twitter anymore. Finally can put a rest to all that. I'm excited. And like we're here to chat about, we do know who the four players will be representing Michigan. We've got Mozzie Smith, DJ Turner, Cade McNamara, and Eric All. What did you think about all of that, Luke?
Well, obviously, the one that stood out to everyone on social media was Cade McNamara, but I don't think it's ultimately that big of a deal. Like, you see it. I don't know how serious people are being with it, because you can't really tell, especially in today's age, man. It's like some of the stuff that you would have known was satire like 15 years ago, you're just not sure anymore, because the brain rot is unbelievable right now. But look, man, sending Cade McNamara number one does not mean that Jim Harbaugh is automatically making him the starter week one. There is going to be a quarterback battle all throughout training camp. We know that about Jim Harbaugh. You know, he is going to battle these guys. He's battled every single quarterback that's come through, has had to earn his spot. Probably the one that, you know, I guess Shea and Jake Rudock probably are the two, at least in their first year, that didn't have too much trouble winning the job. But I honestly think, like, we'll get into it at some point, but no matter what, they're going to start the guy that helps them win games here this year. But for sending Cade McNamara, this is a no-brainer, man. He was he was a major leader on last year's Big Ten championship team. A major leader. Like, he has leadership qualities. He, as of right now, is the face of a returning group that has aspirations to once again win the Big Ten championship. That doesn't mean that JJ cannot beat him out, but sending Cade McNamara is an absolute no-brainer, and it would have been utterly shocking if Cade McNamara was not representing Michigan at Big Ten Media Days.
Luke, I am so happy that we seem to see eye to eye on all of these things, because when I go on Twitter, I sometimes feel like I'm crazy because everyone's freaking out about these things. Like, I wasn't surprised at all. Like, he's this returning quarterback of the team that won the Big Ten last year. I also would have been very surprised. And no, I really don't think that that means – I personally think that he's probably going to start the first drive against Colorado State, but I don't think that him going to Big Ten Media Days is signifying that at all. I mean, he's just the returning quarterback on the Big Ten championship team. Like, it makes sense that he's going to go represent the team at Big Ten Media Days. This August camp is going to be a hell of a quarterback battle. I mean, JJ wasn't throwing for a while. Like, he hasn't even had that much time to throw yet. And that whole month of August leading up to that first game is going to be the heat of the battle. Like, it hasn't even gotten going yet.
Right, exactly. We haven't even seen the start of the battle yet, man.
Right.
I'm 100% with you. Plus, Cade was a face last year, man. He pretty much went to every post-game press conference. We heard from him after games, being interviewed. You know, obviously, Aiden Hutchinson, was, you know, the big face. That's the one everyone knew. But if you go back and you watch, like, the post-game interviews, whether it be still on the field or in the press room afterwards, Cade McNamara is always around. You know, answering these questions. So, number one, he's a returning face that most people are going to recognize coming into this year. Number two, he's got a lot of media training. Like, that is exactly the type of guy you want to be sending to an event like this.
Yeah, definitely, dude. He was always great on the podium, gives great quotes. I personally was not surprised by the Cade McNamara pick at all. In fact, that was the one that seemed the most obvious to me.
Yeah, honestly, it's more intriguing. The other guys are more intriguing, right? Who does this coaching staff? This is what I went into. Cade McNamara was an absolute no-brainer for me. It was who's going to be the other guys? Because you go back to last year, you had Aiden Hutchinson, Josh Ross, Hassan Haskins. Mm-hmm. I mean, those guys turned out to be pretty large pieces and big-time leaders on that team last year. That's who the coaching staff identified as the guys that were going to ultimately, now in hindsight, lead that team to a Big Ten championship. And you remember some of the things that they were saying in Indianapolis last year. You know, you even had the Jim Harbaugh, we're going to do it or we're going to die trying against Ohio State. And, you know, Aiden Hutchinson and Hassan Haskins talking about going and wanting to beat Ohio State and win the Big Ten championship. And those were the guys that ultimately led and put the team on their back throughout the year to be able to do it. Now the question was going to be losing those guys. Who does this coaching staff think has that mentality to run it back here this year? Mozzie Smith, man, I love that because, you know, Mozzie, he was a big-time five-star recruit. He played pretty well last year, but, you know, Chris Hinton got a lot of the spotlight on the interior defensive line. But, you know, that's a lot of faith to be sending Mozzie Smith to this, and I think it's a good sign of things to come.
I agree. I mean, I think he's going to be the guy on the D-line this year. I mean, he started all 14 games last year, put up some really good numbers, and, you know, that was kind of his, you know, obviously the previous years he didn't have – he didn't have as much playing time as he did last year. So it's kind of like a little coming out party for him last year. But I think this year, I think he's going to be the guy on the defensive line. And it's definitely good to see they have that trust in him to have him be one of the faces of the program. Like you said, I think that is a good sign and probably shows that he's doing a pretty good job so far being that guy on the defensive line.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it speaks to me, right? That, you know, like he's leading this team in the offseason, because there's a lot of guys you can go down the roster and you could probably make a case for, you know, that have the potential to be, you know, experienced leaders on this team, and for him to stand out to the coaching staff, because that is, coming into this year, I would say one of the biggest question marks on this entire team is the interior defensive line and the depth there. You know, so for him to be standing out enough for the coaching staff to send him, I mean, you know, maybe I'm making a mountain out of a molehill here, but I like, especially given last year, the coaching staff saw something in those guys to send them to Big Ten Media Day. And I think, you know, them sending Mozzie and seeing that, it's got me excited for the prospect, because we know how great he can be. We know what his ceiling was when he came in. If he goes out and he puts it all together, he can be an incredible interior defensive lineman and a true disruptor among that front seven.
Oh, definitely. He's got a ton of promise. I'm expecting huge things from him. And it's also similarly great to see DJ Turner being one of those guys. Because, you know, we've seen in years past, the pass defense, that secondary, get burned when the lights were the brightest. So having one of those guys, you know, cornerback DJ Turner, you know, be one of those big leaders of the team, one of those guys that's going to represent the team leading that kind of position group, I think that that's really good and promising to see as well.
No, I love it, man. Because I think DJ Turner's kind of underrated here as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's one of those guys where he had seven pass deflections. He had an interception return for a touchdown, but he's going to be, I think, the guy, man. I've seen some, you know, some of those advanced stats. I don't put a ton of stock into PFF, you know, but you start coming out and you see things that they're saying in some of those advanced statistics, you know, quarterback rating allowed when targeted, things like that. Like, I don't just have a spreadsheet of that stuff. I got to take their word for it. But DJ Turner had a fantastic season last year, and he's ready to make that next leap.
Yeah, and I mean, the pass defense, when you play a team like Ohio State every year as your biggest rival at the end of the season, the pass defense is one of the most crucial parts of the game. And having guys like that, I mean, obviously we had Daxton Hill back as a safety last year, and he was just an incredible leader. Having another guy like that that can maybe come in and try to help fill that void is going to be really big this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I am a little bit surprised, though. I don't know if you are. We'll get to Eric All here in a sec. Some guys, you know, I said you could make a case for. I am a little surprised that there are no offensive linemen, given the experience there, that are going to be headed to Indianapolis. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily anything. Could be just who do you choose out of that group to send to Big Ten Media Days? Like, you might not want to single anyone out amongst that group there. But you know, a lot of guys that you could have sent there, but these are the four, including Eric All. You know, poised for a great season here. He pretty much, at the end of the day, man, he saved the Michigan season last year in Happy Valley. You know, that's just on a bum ankle too, man. That showed a lot of grit. That was the Greg Jennings put the team on your back moment right there for the season. So I'm excited about Eric All as well. The prospect of him is through the roof here this year, man. So talented.
Oh yeah, I'm expecting him to have a monster year. But yeah, I mean, it's tough because I mean I try not to look like too much into all of this.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Because, I mean, you know, there's so many guys, like returning guys that deserve to go. Like, I mean, there's Blair Orm. He's going to be a huge member of the offense. You know, there's Ronnie Bell. Like, there's a ton of guys that are deserving to go. And like, oh, why not them? But at the end of the day, I mean, there's only four guys going. So, you know, just it's, yeah, there's a lot of people where I'm like, oh, yeah, he could have gone too. But, you know, you never know what's going into Harbaugh's mind when he's choosing those kind of things.
Yeah, I'm also intrigued as to what the message is going to be here this year, because amongst all those guys last year, there was a concerted message, right? Like, you could hear it, that it was Big Ten championship or bust. It was beat Ohio State or bust for those guys last year. Yeah. Now that you've made it to the mountaintop, you know, at least in the Big Ten. Obviously, they left a little bit out there in the college football playoff, but you made it, you accomplished the goals that you set out for yourself last year. And there was a very clear hurdle that you had to get through, and that was Ohio State, and you were able to clear it. But now that you're there, and everyone is gunning for you now, you know, Ohio State is the favorite, but I can't remember who it was, the Penn State site talking about Penn State unseating Ohio State. Ohio yeah. State doesn't have a seat to be unseated. Michigan yeah. is sitting in that seat, and everyone is going to be giving you their best shot now. This is a position that Michigan hasn't been in since the 2004 season after winning the 2003 Big Ten Championship. So what is the message going to be from these guys? That is, for me, that is the most intriguing thing about Big Ten Media Days, because I generally, I try not to get caught up in the hype machine anymore, you know? But, and I found myself a little bit, but not really believing it last year. Like, the message sounded different, but I was still like, until I see it, man, I'm not yeah. I'm not gonna fall into that trap. But they went out and did it. So now I'm really yeah. Now I'm really intrigued to see what the messaging is gonna be here next week in Indianapolis.
Yeah, it's extremely intriguing for me too. Like, that corner was finally turned, and it's now, I mean, the questions are gonna be, okay, you finally did it, you finally beat Ohio State, won the Big Ten. Now how do you prevent from going backwards and getting into that same position? And honestly, I'm pretty happy that everyone is still thinking Ohio State's the favorite, like they're still the team to beat, because that's just another chip on the shoulder for Michigan. And obviously, like we saw from last year, they can really perform well when they've got that chip on their shoulder. But I really think that, like, there's so many guys, for example, Cade, he was the one that was saying this team is different. He was saying that all year long mm-hmm. in those post-game press conferences. And I just think that having that kind of a leadership back, I think that I don't think that that team is satisfied. I know they know that they left something out there in the college football playoff, and they know that there's more that they can win. And I really think that that's going to kind of be their message. Like, yeah, we beat Ohio State, we won the Big Ten, but at the end of the day, that's not our ultimate goal. Like, we're coming for a national championship, and anything less than that this year is going to be a disappointment. And I kind of think that that's the mentality that they're going to have and the kind of messages that they're going to say.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's definitely interesting. Like, being on this side, like, all these off seasons in the past, we've been seeing Michigan, you know, they're the huge underdog. They can't beat Ohio State. And finally, it's going to be a different kind of thing, and we're going to get some new messages. So it is exciting.
Yeah, it was always, when is Michigan finally going to beat Ohio State? When is it going to happen? When are they going to finally win a Big Ten championship? Those questions are all answered, and we've been asking them for so many years that it just felt routine. So yeah. Now we are in completely uncharted waters here, Scotty. Like for me as a fan, I want to hear, like what would it mean, you know, what is the hunger? What is the drive to stay perched at the mountaintop? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because last year, there was a very clear drive last year. They put the big signs up, what are you doing to beat Ohio State today? And yeah. it was a completely different culture that was there last year. But when that culture is chasing something and chasing getting over that hump, can you immediately flip it back to, we want to stay here, because you're right. Not in the same position anymore? So that's incredibly intriguing, and quite honestly, I would imagine for a lot of programs, that is probably the hardest part of clearing that hurdle of staying there, you know, because yeah. you can have one year where you go out and you do it. But how do you stay there? How has Ohio State been able to stay there in that yeah. culture? How has Alabama been able to stay there? Is Georgia going to be able to stay there? Clemson has had staying power. How do you do it? Like, this is a big year for Michigan. I truly believe that, man. You know, it's been awesome. If it doesn't happen, we'll always have the 2021 season. But this is the big year to solidify yourself as a staying program. You know, we can get into recruiting. It's July, whatever. I don't want to talk about that. But you got a window here with the amount of talent that you have on this team. I mean, you're going to have one of the best offensive lines in the country here this year. Couple of question marks on defense. You should be good at the quarterback position no matter what. This is the best wide receiver room that Jim Harbaugh has had. You lose Hassan Haskins, but man, Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards, those guys are absolute weapons. Like, this is a monster, monster year. If you go and have a letdown, it might be another 19 years before you win a Big Ten championship again. Who knows? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a monster year. Even if you don't quite get it done, but you still have an incredibly successful year, if you're 11-0 going into Columbus and you fall just short, I think the momentum kind of stays and we're back to, okay, Michigan's got to get over the hump here, the following year. But if you go out and you lay a couple eggs, all of a sudden you're 9-3, 8-4, man, does that momentum go away quickly?
Yeah, it does, man. And I mean, this is huge. If Michigan can, and it's going to be tough because I will not lie, Ohio State is loaded. So it would be tough, but if they can get a second straight win against them, get back.
Oh my God. It's a program changer. I honestly believe that it would be a program changer completely.
Momentum stays, momentum builds. The next year you've got Ohio State at home again, just like totally increases the chances of getting a third straight win. I mean, it really is huge. And yeah, I mean, as you said, as a fan, I mean, dude, I literally do not even remember a time like feeling like this about Michigan football, because I mean, the one time Michigan beat Ohio State and had a good season, I was in fifth grade. Like, yeah. I barely remember that. I don't remember winning a Big Ten championship when I was 3 years old. Like, this is truly the first time that I've experienced this.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So I'm very excited to see the messaging, though. The messaging ultimately means nothing, but it did last year. When you look back on it, it did give you kind of a foreshadowing as a way that Michigan was approaching the season. Because it wasn't – last year was the breath of fresh air where it wasn't a lot of the cliches, right? It wasn't coach talk. Like, you would have never heard Jim Harbaugh in the past – say, we're going to beat Ohio State or we're going to die trying. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it was a completely different set of messaging last year, and I'm hoping that they don't go back to using the cliches here this year. I would hate to see that. I want them to be candid. I want to hear exactly what their thoughts are. You know, like, we're at the mountaintop. No one believes in us because Ohio State is a heavy favorite to win the Big Ten, even potentially a national championship here. And they're saying, hey, we're a pretty damn talented football team ourselves. You know, I want to hear him talk about that. I want to hear him be open about it.
Yeah, I hope to hear it too. I mean, it's really incredible how all of these years leading up to last year, like you said, it was the same talk. There's no, what are you doing today to beat Ohio State sign up at Schembechler Hall. There's no, we're going to beat Ohio State or die trying. And then right when they start to put that focus, the more focus, like, yeah, I get it that a coach is going to come out and say, oh, we prepare for each opponent the same. But you just can't do that with teams like Ohio State. Like, you prepare for Ohio State all year long. And when they finally started to have that mentality, they finally get that win.
Yep.
And it's just crazy how that all works out. And, yeah, I hope that they're candid about it too, and really say and keep this focus on Ohio State, because that's what did the trick last year.
Yeah, by this time next week, we'll see. I'm not sure if the players will have talked on that first day quite yet. It is a two-day thing, so we'll see. Looks like Jim Harbaugh is going to be talking next week on day one in the 12:30 to 12:45 slot. I'm not sure when the players are going to be talking, if they're going to be talking that day. I'd imagine they will be, but... Hope we can kind of break down exactly what they said on next week's Brewcast for sure. I do want to let you know, I finally got my Manscaped Performance Package 4.0. Dude, it's remarkable. It really is. I finally got it. I didn't have it last week here on the show, but I was finally able to use it, man. I don't know where this Nick Guard technology has been. But shout out to Manscaped for finally figuring it out. Like, it seems like a no-brainer, but man, the lawnmower, that thing, dude, it is the smoothest, easiest thing that you could possibly ever use. It's Nick proof. It's smooth, cuts through it all, real easy. You got to get the Performance Package 4.0. Not only did it just come with the lawnmower, it's got the nose and ear trimmer. That thing moves at like 900 RPMs. It's crazy. You got some toners and some deodorant in there. I just used my travel case. I needed a new travel case bad. You get that as well. You got to get the Performance Package 4.0 from Manscaped. You are going to be thanking yourself. And with our code here from Maize and Brew and Brewcast, 20% off and free shipping. Use the code MNB20 at manscaped.com. 20% off, free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code MNB20. Unlock your confidence. Always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. That's going to about do it for us here on this week's Brewcast show. Excited to be talking Big Ten Media Days next week to see or to hear what Coach Harbaugh and the boys have to say in Indianapolis. Before we go, Scotty, where can we find you on social media, my man?
You guys can give me a follow on Twitter at @ScottyWhite_. I guess I'll clarify, I've never done this, but Scotty spelled with a Y, not like the dog, i.e. So @ScottyWhite_ on Twitter, always writing football stuff, and we should have some good content coming from Big Ten Media Days next week, so you can find it all there.
You can find me on Twitter at Luke Ghiardi, LukeGhiardi. Make sure to follow the Maize and Brew Twitter page as well. Like us on Facebook, subscribe, rate, leave a review for our shows. We love to hear your feedback, and we definitely appreciate all of your support. We got some great shows coming up as we start to ramp up the hype season for football right around the corner, 46 days away from kickoff at the Big House. For my partner, Scotty White, I'm Luke Ghiardi. We'll see you next week on Brewcast.